Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I'm
learning
to read.
Yes, I'm learning to read.
Yes, I'm learning
to read on Jesus.
Every day I'm finding I'm learning
to
lean
on Jesus.
Yes, I'm
learning
to lean. Yes, I'm
learning to lean.
Every day I'm
learning
to lean
on Jesus.
Hearted at an altar I knelt, I found peace, so serene, and all that he asked
is
a childlike trust and a heart
that's pure
and clean. Yes,
every
day I on Jesus, and he's always there.
Oh, yes, he is.
You know he'll never leave me.
Everywhere.
He won't forsake me. He'll be there.
He'll be there.
He'll be there.
He'll be there.
Anytime. Anywhere.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today, our words of inspiration will be provided by Brother Bryant Tansel. We ask you all to please stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Tansel, you are on the air.
Good morning, Sister Danielle. Good morning, everyone on our call. Sister Danielle, thank you so much for your warm introduction and your kickoff, as always. We thank you for listening to our program here at Grace Nurture, where every morning, Monday through Friday, we are bringing you hope, we're bringing you possibility, and bringing you all the good things that can happen to you in life if you hold on to our Savior's hand. No matter what we are going through, God fulfills his promises. Our topic is God fulfills promises. And I don't have a lot of time to scroll through social media often, but when I do, I try to scroll down as far as I can for a quick minute and just noting some things, birthdays, childbirths, weddings, people you know, anniversaries. Happy 25th anniversary to Sister Danielle and her husband. May you have many more. There's graduations there that we see on Facebook. Also, Brother Medlock, safe travels, visiting San Diego Zoo. And I really admire him preparing for this 5K that's coming up. You want to talk about commitment and discipline? Look at everything he's doing to get through this 5K. Now, we may be able to surprise him by being there at the finish line with about 100 of us are there to cheer him on. But we certainly cheer him on mentally, spiritually, virtually, and everything within us to keep him going down that path and to cross the finish line. So congratulations on everything you're doing, Brother Medlock. I was also able to speak to a classmate I haven't spoken to in a while, and I learned she had a rare incurable lung disease at this time. So we're the same in age. So my friend Ramonica, we're going to be praying for her today, my classmate. And no matter what you're going through, God fulfills his promises. When we think about the fulfillment of God's promises to Abraham, you look there at Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. Now the Lord had said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family and your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I'll make you a great nation. I'll bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. The words God spoke to Abram here form a spiritual foundation for our understanding of the rest of the scriptures. From God's special calling and choosing Abram, we're able to see his work that consummated is the coming of Christ. So there's some foreshadowing there. His death on Calvary and his resurrection from the dead. We need to understand how God fulfills his promises to Abram and later becomes Abraham. So first, the elements of the promise. When we talk about Genesis 12, 1 through 3, we speak of them as containing three interrelated promises. So there's three promises to Abraham. And some folks suggest the best way to understand the promise is a twofold promise. So number one, a nation and land promise, which was a physical promise. And number two, a seed promise, which was a spiritual promise. And God restated these promises several times to Abraham's children. And he said he's going to make him a great nation. Genesis 22:17. I will bless you, and I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies. He promised to turn Abram's children into a great nation when he said, I will make of you. All males of his household were given the special covenant of circumcision, Genesis 17, 1 through 14. He previously had a barren wife, Sarah, who bore him a son. This was a promise. When he was 100 years old, Genesis 21, 1 through 7. And later, that son, Isaac, took a wife from among his father's people in chapter 24. Jacob, the chosen son of Isaac, took a wife from his mother's people. Both men were warned to take no wives of the Canaanites nor of other nations where they dwelt, a warning extended throughout the generations yet to come. And clearly God was kind of keeping that breeding pool occurred during that time, the building of a race of people who were serving God's purposes in a very special way. Later known as the Nation of Israel, Jacob's name was called Israel, the name that was called Israel by God. Israel became God's nation through the giving of the law at Sinai as they received their own constitution and God separated them through his commandments. God promised Abram the land of Canaan. After Abram entered the land God led him to, God reiterated his intentions concerning the land. Genesis 13, 14 through 15. And the Lord said to Abram, after Lot had separated from him, lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward, for all the land which you see I give to you and your descendants forever. And lastly, God had promised him a seed, the seed. In you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So he repeats this. In Genesis 22:18, it reads, in your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. So when you look at that story and the fulfillment of God's promises to Abraham, he absolutely did. You know, many stories we read in the Bible, God gives us instructions to, God asks us to do something, and he always does his part. God fulfills promises. He fulfills promises that we can't even see. Promises that are going to help us down the road. Promises for things we pray for. And he gives us 10 times more than what we pray for. We just got to keep our eyes open to see it. And if you have too much, you can always share it with other people. Part of life is learning to lift others as we lift ourselves. And these promises that God fulfills are usually more than we know how to handle, more than we know what to do with. But keep praying, keep working another day. I like in that song, Learning to Lean, that we just heard during the opening. He'll be there anytime. He'll be there anywhere. He absolutely will. With that, let's turn today with a word of prayer. Father, we're praying for my classmate, Ramonica, and her struggle with the lung disease that she's been diagnosed with. Lord, oftentimes we get news like this. We know it comes to us individually. It can be devastating. It can rock our center. We have to come around to acceptance. We have to come around to a fighting spirit. It draws us closer to you than we've ever been. We pray more. We pray that the medical treatment teams and the staff and the doctors that are administering to us, no matter what our illness or disease, or no matter what our loved one's illness or disease, we pray that there's the best decisions that's made that could help us, help comfort us through what we're going through. And then there's also the mental side of that, the worry, the doubt, the fear, which is natural during that time. And we know God is always there. He hears our prayers. He uplifts us. He encourages us. And we also pray for Ramonica's mother, who's suffering from dementia at this time, and she is taking care of her as well and holding down a full-time job at this time. So we continue her in prayer. We continue you in prayer, no matter what's going on in your life, whether it's a health struggle, financial, whether it's a family situation that's a real challenge and it causes you to try to be the best you, even though it's a situation that seems like it can't be positive at any point. We have to find the positivity and pray for it and let it go. Lord, thank you for the lovely people, the lovely families represented on this call. Be with us during this time. Continue to shed grace on us. Continue to help us find the light when it just seems like there's darkness everywhere. Thank you for Grace Nurture, this program, and the ministers that pour into the call and all the people represented. And we pray that everyone has a safe weekend, a great weekend, and you're able to continue being the best Christian you can be. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.